At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Well, Reese Palmer, thank you for joining me on that station. We're super excited to have you at that music fest in June here in Durham. It's going to be an exciting couple days of live music. But I wanted to catch up with you because there's so many things going on with you. I mean, you're hosting the Color Me Country radio show, so I'm a bit intimidated because I know you know what you're doing. Revival's a fantastic album. It's gotten rave reviews. I want to talk about that. You've also played the White House, the Grand Ole Opry, and New York City's Lincoln Center. I mean, what a life.
It's been a really, I'm still blown away sometimes by the places that music has taken me. Like, Seriously, I'm just really very thankful. Very thankful.
And where did all that start for you? When did you discover music? How old were you?
Oh my gosh. I think the earliest that I always remember music. So I think a benchmark was my mom in my baby book wrote that when I went to the doctor, that the doctor put in my file, sings constantly, like a two. And so So it's just always been my thing. Like, music has just always been my mode of expression.
Was there a moment in time where it became serious? Like, do you remember when you sort of were like, oh, I think I really want to, like, do this. I want to write songs. I want to play music. When did that happen?
I think the turning point was my mom took me to see Dreamgirls. That's what it was, when I was, like, five.
Yeah.
And I understood the concept that this was, like, a play. And so I was just like, these people are getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can get paid to do this. And that's when it clicked. And then as far as the songwriting aspect of it, I don't come from a particularly musical family. Mm-hmm. Like, neither my mom nor my dad are musicians or can sing or whatever. But they love music. And so I always remember the house being filled with music and, like, really good music. And diverse music. And I was one of those kids that would sit and look at the inside. I'm dating myself, but I would look at the records and I would read the liner notes and I would look at the lyrics on the inside. And I was like, who wrote this?
Yeah.
And I just became kind of obsessed with the idea of being able to tell stories in song. And I just, you know, I've always loved stories. I've always loved telling stories. I'm a big... anyone who knows me will tell you that Reese likes to tell a story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it all just kind of came together in the things that I love.
Talk about,
go ahead. Made sense. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, talk about this recent album, because I feel like there are some great stories and meaningful lyrics throughout Revival.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. That album was a long time coming. It was, you know, I've been signed and I've been an independent artist for the past 12 years. And just really wanting to express myself in a way that was kind of hard when I was in the system.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everything is so radio obsessed and like, oh, you got to get the radio hit. You got to get the radio cut. And so being an independent, you can kind of, no, actually, I want to do it this way. And this is the way I'm going to do this. And so this album was me fully taking control of who I am and the story, the types of stories that I tell and the way that I tell them. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk about my life. I wanted to talk about my marriage. I wanted to talk about my children. I wanted to talk about my mother, and like, I want to talk about the world, because it's so, like, it's hard to live in this day and age and not be affected by something that's happening in the news. And so I wanted to figure out a way to talk about it. And so that's what went into this album. It was kind of a diary of where I am and what I'm thinking in the moment right now.
Yeah. Have you had a moment to think back about that little girl at Dreamgirls and be proud of yourself for what you've accomplished?
I mean, there are moments. I'll be honest with you. I don't ever, like, because I'm always moving.
Yeah.
I probably don't take as much time to stand back and really look at everything. But, like, there's moments. There's moments, like, when I'm, you know, when I'm talking to other artists and they're just like, oh, you know, we're so, you, because of this, I, because of this thing that you did or you said, I was able to do this or whatever. Like, it, that makes me really happy. Like, because that's legacy.
Right.
And that's the kind of stuff that I want to leave behind. So
yeah, that's great to be able to leave an impact on somebody else.
I want that. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's all these other things are really great, but it's like, you know, accolades and all that stuff and good reviews, and you want that. But for me, it's just like, have I made it easier for someone coming behind me? Like, that's the kind of thing that I really care about,
yeah,
and that really matters to me.
Well, that leads us to Color Me Country, your radio show on Apple Music. How did this start?
So Color Me Country was a long time in the making. Several things. I wanted to tell the stories that weren't being told, and I wanted to make sure that nobody's legacy is erased.
Yeah.
And because, you know, it's not, because it's not iconic in mainstream ideals, a lot of things get brushed under the rug and don't get talked about. And so I just wanted to make sure that there was some sort of documentation that these artists and these people existed, and that they were people, and that they were artists, and they weren't just Black people or Indigenous
Right.
people or Latinx people. Like, they were fully formed artists. And so I have a friend, a very good friend, one of my best friends, that's been encouraging me to do something with all this knowledge and research that I do on my own for years. And I was just like, girl, I don't know anybody's going to want to hear this stuff. And so then, you know, the pandemic happened and we were on lockdown and all my shows were canceled. And so I had nothing but time and third grade math to teach to my little girl. And so I just started calling the artists that I knew, and I started doing research on more artists and finding people and talking to them and interviewing them. And by this started like in March, and by June of 2020, I had 24 interviews already in the can.
Wow.
And Apple came along because of a friend who, you know, introduced me to them and linked me up, and I signed the contract with them in July of 2020, and the first episode aired in August of 2020.
Wow.
And we're now in our second season, and I've never hosted radio. I laughed whenever you said you were intimidated, because, like, I am like, I literally am 2 years in. Like, I just started like trying to emulate, I'll be honest, I'm trying to do my best Terry Gross from Fresh Air and Oprah impressions whenever.
Well, you're great. You're great. I watched several episodes. I think you're fantastic at it.
Thank you so much. That means a lot, because you're a professional. Like, I just want people to feel comfortable. I want people to feel honest, because I think when you're in a situation where you're comfortable and you're just having a conversation and you're not being interrogated, then you're more apt to tell or say things that you've never said before to
true.
People.
Yep.
And so it's, that's what I strive for, just that comfort and that, that honesty.
Yeah. Well, you can see it and you can hear it in the show. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you at that music fest. I don't know if you know this, but you know, the intent of the festival, we want to do this forever. This is the first of many, many, many years to come.
I love it.
And hopefully,
I think it's awesome. What a great concept.
This is going to be a lot of fun. We'll have you. Have you played that ballpark before?
I have not. So this will be my first time. Like, I go to Bulls games all the time.
Yeah.
And we literally live down the street, so I can walk to the stadium.
How many?
So I'm hype. Like, I'm so excited. It's great to play home. It really is.
It's going to be cool. And I don't know if you know this. I think this is pretty cool. Maybe you won't, but I think this is cool. You are going to sing the first note ever at that music fest.
Shut up. Really?
So
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Friday, June 24th at 2:00, you hit the main stage. You'll be the first artist to sing, to play, to express yourself on stage at that music fest on the main stage inside the ballpark. The first.
I'm with it. Like, I love that. That makes me even more excited. Wait till I tell the band. They're going to love that.
I just think that's so cool. So anyway, we'll see you out there. Really excited about getting to see you live and having you there. And, folks can get tickets at thatmusicfest.com. Reese Palmer, congratulations on the success. And I cannot wait to see you at the fest.
Same here, Chris. Thank you so much. This has been awesome. And I'm very, very excited.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.